Your Wedding Your Way. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Good morning, everybody. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning in Southern California. Getting ready to go out and do the day job pretty soon, but I wanted to get this podcast out to you because it's been a while. We've had a lot of frustrating technical difficulties with computers. Both boys had their computers die on them this last couple of weeks, so we had to go out and buy a new one, and so I'm having to learn some new little computer skills. I'm not used to the Mac Mini, and it's a little frustrating, but I'm sure I'll get it. I'm not that old yet. So have you been over to check out the Splenda Flavor Blends at DestinationFlavor.com? I have really been impressed with the way it changes the flavor in the coffee and the drinks. And I use the regular Splenda for my baking and most of my cooking needs. So I've been really impressed with this product. I hope it has been good for you too. French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha, Splenda flavor blends. They're delicious and they transform your coffee. Now if you want to contact me, you can email me at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. I'm really excited to congratulate. Cindy has recently gotten engaged, and she emailed me and asked me to cover our subject today. So, let's go on to the show. Well, it's got a lot of numbers in it. What do you think we're going to talk about? Budgeting. Budgeting can really be a nasty word for some people. It has taken me many years to even begin to get a hold on the idea of budgeting, and it's difficult, but once you do it, it is so much more beneficial for you. And I can only say that if you're planning a wedding, you need to set yourself a budget. Now, Keith Davis said once, "We didn't actually overspend our budget. The allocation simply fell short of our expenditures." Have you ever been there? That's happened to me so many times. Or what about this? A budget is just a method of worrying before you spend money, as well as afterwards. Or William Feather said, "A budget tells us what we can't afford, but it doesn't keep us from buying it." Well, hopefully if you've budgeted and you know that you can't afford it, you keep yourself from buying it. Budgeting is a must. First off, you need to make yourself a checklist of the things that you wish to spend on your wedding dollars. It's very important that you have this checklist going. There are a couple places that you can find a rather complete checklist already developed for you. If you want to go to wedalert.com, then they have some really good sheets that you can just pull up and print off so you can have it to keep in your notebook while you're doing your budgeting and your planning. And I really advise that you keep a notebook going. Keep samples of different cakes that you have seen that you like. Keep different samples of wedding dresses if you haven't found the one that you're really thrilled about. Different information about restaurants that you might want to have your reception at. Different information about places that you want to have your wedding at. And in that notebook is where you will keep your checklist of things that are important to you that you want to spend your money on. It can be very helpful to you to keep this because you can get a really good quick look at where your money is going to be poured into. Now I say poured into because that's what it's going to feel like. Sometimes weddings can just be astronomically expensive, and I know that there are ways to keep down on that and to keep the prices down and to keep your expenditures down, but some girls don't really know how to do that. And we'll cover that a little more later on another podcast. Sometimes I'm not sure what's more expensive, owning a home, raising children, or having a wedding. I know weddings just get crazy sometimes. different areas that you're going to want to consider when you're breaking down your list are the big things, like the ceremony. And with that come the site fee, the licensing fees, fees that you have to pay the people that are officiating the wedding for you. Those are all included in the ceremony costs. Then your attire. That's your dress, your husband's or fiance's tuxedo, the jewelry that you're going to wear, makeup that you buy, any hair pieces that you have to go with your wedding dress. That's all part of your attire. Shoes, hose, all of it. Put it all into your budget so that you know how much you're going to be able to spend. Photography. Now, photography can go really expensive, or you can get it on the lesser side. It all depends on the package that you choose, the type of things that you want in your package. Do you want to be able to get all of your proofs back from the person who took the pictures for you? Do you want the availability to order more pictures from them later on in the future? Everything adds into the total package price. And when you're comparing different photographers, you need to try to get it as close as you can, the types of packages that they order, so that you can really be comparing apples to apples. Videography, this is becoming a very big business in the wedding field. It's been large for quite a while now, but it only continues to grow. When you're looking at videography, you want to think, as far as budget goes, do you want just main titles, or do you want just the main video with no titles? What about extra hours if they need to go longer? Are you willing to pay for that? What about additional videos if you want to buy extras for your parents and his parents and for the bridesmaids as a gift for being in the wedding? Those are all things to consider when you're budgeting for your videography. Stationery. Now, there are several ways you can save on your stationery, but you have to decide how much money you're going to spend on it. You've got your invitations, reception cards, response cards. There are the thank you notes that come after the wedding. Be sure you write the thank you notes, ladies. It's so important. Get your husband to help you write the thank you notes. Also, keep up on these as you're going along. When you have a wedding shower, get the notes done for that wedding shower right away and get them out. Then the reception. This is usually the most expensive portion of your wedding, I would have to say, because you not only have the site fee, you have the caterers, you have your cake, you have whatever favors you're going to be giving, toasting glasses, and there are all other types of little things, the centerpieces that are going to go on the tables. Are you going to have special linens that cost more? Are you going to have chair covers? Are you going to have bows on the chair covers? All types of different things that you need to add into your budget. Music. Music isn't that large a portion of the budgeting, but you do need to allow money for it. If you're having professional people come in and do your music for you, then it's going to end up costing you more than if you just have some friends who are part of the family do it for you. When you're budgeting for music, you also need to allow for the budget for the ceremony music and the reception music. Now, when it comes to reception music, you may be going to have a DJ that you use if you're having dancing. So this would be added in, and then you probably wouldn't have to pay for any singing or any orchestration that's happening. And it's quite possible that you might use the same DJ at your wedding that you use at your reception, and therefore you might not have any actual fees for harps or pianists or anything like that at the wedding. So these are all things to take into account when you're budgeting for your music. The bakery. This is a very important and sweet part to me of your ceremony. Nothing is more beautiful in the pictures than your pretty cake. And I think it's very important that you go to several different pastry chefs to find just the proper one for you. Like I said, go through the magazines and get some ideas for the style that you like. Do you want a buttercream frosting? Do you want fondant? Do you want a square cake? Do you want the beautiful cakes with the flowers, the fresh flowers, or the flowers done out of the fondant? It's all things that you need to consider, and how much money you're going to allow for your cake is another part of what you can have in your cake. I know that there's a big deal now going with the bride's cake and the groom's cake, and only you can decide whether that's something you want to do. I know we just had one wedding cake, and that was sufficient for everybody, So you can decide that. And then also keep in mind when you're doing your cake to keep the top portion for you for the year anniversary. Now, lots of people forget about it and they don't get it wrapped up and get it frozen really quick, so it's not really good the next year. But I know that our top portion was wrapped in a billion layers of cellophane and put back in the box and gotten immediately into the freezer that night. And a year later, when we cracked that silly little cake out, it was really delicious. So it is possible to preserve it and have it be wonderful for you on your year anniversary. You just have to make sure that it's wrapped properly and taken good care of. Flowers. Flowers are a very important part of your budget. They add beauty. They add sweet smell to your wedding if you are having fresh flowers. But mostly they tend to just add that drama to the theme that you're carrying through. And so you really want to check out the style of flowers that you want and to be able to plan for the particular type that you are crazy about. Are you going to have flowers at the ceremony and the reception? Are you going to have silk and fresh? What about bouquets? Are your girls going to carry large, round bouquets? Are they going to carry the kind of bouquets in the arm that only have two or three flowers so they'd be less expensive? Those are all things to ponder and to add into the list. And what about boutonnieres? You need to get a complete list of how many you're going to need. And corsages for moms and for grandmas and for great-grandmas. If there's a special aunt or uncle that's coming, you might want to get a boutonniere or a corsage for them. And then decide whether you want the corsages that are attached to the dress or the wrist corsage. If there's going to be a lot of dancing that happens at the reception, you might want to go with the wrist corsage. Now, you need to figure out when you're doing your budget at the very start what it is that you can afford to spend for this wedding. Don't be crazy. Don't be ridiculous. Don't put yourself into debt for this wedding. If you can't have it handled and cleared out financially within 1 to 3 months tops after the wedding has happened, then you can't afford that wedding. Be realistic. You can have a beautiful wedding and not have to spend thousands and tens of thousands of dollars on it. You don't have to have the full-on sit-down meal if that's not what you can afford. If you go into debt for a wedding, you will be so sorry years down the road when life is going and you're still paying for a wedding and there are other things that you want, like a house or children, and you can't afford them and you're still paying for a wedding. You're not going to be happy with yourself. So be reasonable. Think about what is in your future and prepare for it. Think ahead. Now, I'm going to give you a general breakdown for the percentage of what girls spend per their budget for their wedding. I'm going to give kind of a 2-3% price range, because what might be important to you might not be so important to someone else. So you can look at where you stand and what you think is fair. The number one expense, of course, as I said, is the reception. Most girls spend anywhere from 30-40% of their budget on the reception. There's a lot that's involved in the reception, so it is an expensive portion of your wedding. The ceremony itself usually only takes about 4-6%. Some girls may go a little more if they get extravagant and have a lot of bridesmaids or a lot of officials or 3 or 4 singers and things like that that they have to pay the extra for, but that's also budgeted into your music section. Your attire. That usually takes 8-10% of your budget. Some girls go a little crazy and push it up to 15% because they buy these really extravagant, expensive wedding dresses. But next podcast I do, we're going to discuss some ways that we can save money on all the different areas. So think about that as we're going into the next podcast. Photography. This usually takes anywhere from 8-10%. Videography is 4-6%. Music, usually 3-5%. Bakery, 2-3%. Flowers, usually 4-6%. Stationery, 3-4% of your budget. Decorations. These are just little extras that you haven't thought of as far as the flowers go. Things like tulle net that you might need for decorating a gazebo or an archway, or the candelabras. So little things like that. And that usually takes about 3% for that extra decoration budget. Stationery, usually 3-4%. Transportation. Now this is if you're renting a limo to take you to and from the wedding site, if you have to hire taxis to bring people into the wedding. Usually 2% is more than adequate for that. The rental items can include your archways, your candles, your gazebos, chairs that you might need to rent, tables and chairs for the reception if they're not included in the hall. If you have to rent special types of candles for your reception, lots of times you can do rentals on things like that without having to pay for them and purchase them outright. So 3-5% on that. Then gifts. These are gifts for your wedding attendants, for the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, gifts for mom and dad. If you have somebody who does your hair and your makeup, yes, you pay them, but if there's somebody that's really special to you and you love her a lot, you might want to give her a little music box or a jewelry box, something engraved to remember the day that she did your wedding hair for you, or just somebody special that's helping you out with your wedding. If you have hired a coordinator, but you also have a friend who's doing some behind-the-scenes things to help the coordinator on the day of the wedding, or a guest book attendant, then you might want to give them a little gift. If you have flower girls, then it's always nice to buy them a little trinket necklace that they can wear in the wedding, or a little bracelet. And the same thing if you have a ring bearer, something small for him. I know my niece bought for my sons when they were her ring bearers. She bought them little wristbands that were black and white checkered and something else that kind of went with the, at that time they were into the punk rock thing, even though they were little, but it was real punk rockish. So it was something fun for them, but they could remember it and it made them feel good because they knew they were special to their cousin. So little things like that you might want to add into your gift list. Parties. If you are throwing any parties for yourself, or if you're paying for a bachelorette party or a bachelor party, then some girls allow 2-4% for that. Now, I found that most parties are given for you by other people, so they usually don't end up costing you money. But there are some people, I guess, who throw their own wedding bridal shower. So 2-4% if you're thinking about that. And then I allow another 2-4% just for miscellaneous items. There are always going to be little things that somehow you don't see how they fit into another section of the budget. And so you just want to allow yourself a little extra leeway there in case something comes up. Well, I think this covers pretty much everything in the budget. There are always all kinds of books out there on wedding planning and things to help you with your budget. And like I said, there are going to be a couple of websites that I list on my show notes that you can go and check out for budgeting help. Next show, we're going to be discussing ways to cut out expenses. Ways to help you save money so that that budget can stretch a little further. So join us next week and we will discuss ways to cut costs. Well, until we meet again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.